Your daily dose for January 6th. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Every time that Abraham meets with God, a blessing is given to him. An earlier promise is reaffirmed, or a new covenant is extended to him by God. Never once were Abraham's encounters with God negative, discouraging, or overwhelming. God was intent on blessing Abraham's socks off. The hardest thing Abraham had to contend with regarding God was the seeming delay in the tangible fulfillment of his promises. Don't we all have that problem? But notice how God came to Abraham at just those times when Abraham's faith had reached a low ebb. How often have we been the recipient of that kind of grace in our times of need? God also put into perspective Abraham's plaintive cry, "When will I have the heir you promised, Lord? All I've got is Eliezer, and he's not what you said was going to come into my home. Abraham, I am your very great reward. Your future is secure because I am your future. Just watch me fulfill my promises beyond your wildest dreams. Look up, my friends. Look up and see the stars in the sky. If you could count them, the number still could not surpass the blessings God has intended for you who wait upon Him. As Paul said, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. So keep waiting. The Lord will sustain and shield you. Blessings."